Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every bird, form and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Lift him up. Lift the Savior up. Welcome to the third day. It's the third day of the 6th year anniversary of WGUM, Glory United Ministries, co-founded and founded and led by Pastor Patricia Bennett. We're so glad that you're with us, and we're going to have a good time this evening because Apostle Cheryl Wade is the featured speaker of the evening. Lift him up. Amen. Once again to Gloria United Ministries 6th anniversary celebration. We're so glad that you're with us. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. On behalf of Pastor Patricia Benjamin, welcome you to an evening of fun, frolic, and festivities. As you know, our featured speaker this evening is, how do they say it, someone who needs no introduction. There are some who would say that she lives in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I just say she gets her mail in Virginia Beach, because I will tell you that Apostle Cheryl A. Wade is a woman in continuous motion. She is a true apostle. She goes from coast to coast, spreading joy and happiness wherever she goes. And I know she's on the line. I want her to hear this. When I was growing up, there was a great basketball player that some of you may remember. His name was Will Chamberlain. What you may not know is that when he left KU and decided to go pro, he drove from one side of the country, actually from Lawrence, Kansas, all the way to Philadelphia. And I'd heard about him. I'd seen him on television. But I can just tell you, when I was standing in the locker room and I looked and there was this man whose head was at least 2 feet above the top of the locker, I realized how tall he was. Now, I want to tell you, when you look at Apostle Wade, she appears to be a woman of a small stature. But let me tell you, as soon as she begins to speak and to tell forth, she becomes and is a giant in the marketplace, a giant in the church. And she is highly sought from every corner of this country. She is highly regarded, well regarded, and if you want to say somebody who truly needs no introduction, you know, you don't even have to say what she can do. All you've got to do is just step aside and let her do what she does so well. So the very next voice you will hear after you hear Walter Hawkins saying, "Thank you, Lord," will be the voice of our beloved, and I mean our beloved, much loved, Apostle Cheryl Ann Wade. So if you're doing something else, stop what you're doing. Sit down and listen, because the voice of the Lord is going to be coming through this mighty powerhouse very shortly.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you. We are so grateful to be with you on tonight in the anniversary celebration for Glory United Ministries, Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Dr. Gregory Scott. And we want to say happy anniversary, congratulations, and we love you. The anniversary services have truly been a blessing, and we thank God for them on Sunday. Bishop James Hinton spoke a word into our life. I was created for this. And then last night, Apostle Daniel Hinton began to speak to us, amen, about this is our season of harvest. And so we just thank God for the words that have gone forth, and we wait in anticipation for all of the speakers that will come and speak life into all of us. Listen, it is very imperative that we're important that we realize that when you call in, when you listen to this broadcast, know that the messages that are coming forth are not just for Glory United Ministries. It is for everyone that took the time out of their day that says, I want to connect, I want to call in, I want to listen. Amen. This is a corporate release that's blessing all of us. We are connected, and so when we listen to these, we are all a part of Glory United Ministries. Amen. For the time that we're on here. So I say to you that for every service that comes forth, receive ye the word of the Lord for your life. I hope that at some point we will get some testimony times, because I know that from Sunday until last night, there was something that was said to empower and encourage you. I know Dr. Scott was truly blessed. He's been blessed. He shared with me how he's been blessed and the things that God reminded him and showed him about the work that he is called to do. And I know that there are others, amen, including myself. And certainly we know that Pastor Pat and her hand clappers have been blessed because she's been clapping and praising the Lord. Amen. Look, I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to share the thought and the conversation that I had with God as it related to this message. This is the 6-year anniversary celebration. And I want to come from that point of just that number 6 and what it references in the Bible. Oftentimes, if someone mentions 6, it'll say that 6 is the number of man, and they'll pretty much leave it there. But we have to go deeper to see what it is. What do you mean about that? And so when I begin to read about the number 6, a lot of times people will say, well, you know, that's a lot of negativity. No, that's a lot of information. That's a lot of teaching. That's a lot of wisdom that God wants to lay on us, because it is in that 6 year, according to biblical standards, of that number, that many things are manifest. When you look at the number 6 in the Bible, it makes note of encounters and experiences. It shows the weak times and when evil shows up, the manifestation of sin. It talks about the hard work that people have to do or have endured. It speaks of the person that's working, amen, and there's very little rest. It talks about the false accusations that may come up against you. People will begin to speak against your name, and that's what that number 6 means in the Bible. When it talks about Jephthah, it talks about how Jephthah served as a judge in Judges 12 and 7. Amen. The Bible speaks of 6 earthquakes, and you can find them in Exodus 19 and 18, 1 Kings 19 and 11, Amos 1 and 1, Matthew 27:54, and Acts 16 and 26. And then it talks about Jesus being accused of being demon-possessed, and that's in Mark 3:22, John 7:20, John 4, John 8:48, John 8:52, John 10:20, and Luke 11:15. It talks about the accusation. Now, when we talk about the celebration of leaders and what that number means, we are not speaking about what is to come. What we're talking about, what has already manifested. So if we talk to Glory United Ministries, if we talk to the leadership, some of the things that I read surely have encountered, they have encountered in this 6 year. Can I tell you that the enemy is always out to stop you, and he will stop you before you get to conclusion, which is what number 7 is. And so when I began to think about that, the Lord reminded me that when we're at the point of celebration, we're celebrating the 6th year. But what we're really celebrating is the fact that we made it. This is not the beginning. You always have a celebration at the end that when a child is born. And even though that is their birthday, normally you don't celebrate the birthday until after they've lived the 1 year. So you go through the 12-month process, and we're at the end. What are we celebrating? We're celebrating year number one. We're at the end of it. But can I tell you what you also celebrate? You're also celebrating you're at the beginning of something different. Something new and something greater is going to happen. It's about to manifest. And that is the word for all of us on tonight. Amen. Glory United Ministry, every caller, wherever you are, this is what the celebration is about. And you got to prepare yourself to get ready, because many times on your journey, you're going to be faced with things that are going to cause you to experience some weak times, and, you know, sometimes evil natures and attitudes and mindsets of people will rise up against you. Sometimes you will feel so overworked and exhausted that there is no rest, very little rest. Sometimes you'll have to deal with people condemning you, just coming against you, you know, fake friendships, whatever the case may be, people talking about you. But can I tell you, none of those things should hinder you from getting to the celebration. Amen. There should be something in your spirit that will say, whatever I encounter, then I'm still going to be unstoppable. And so if I had the title of this message on tonight, it's going to be Keep Moving, There's a Celebration Waiting. And so you've got to keep going. You can't fall by the wayside, and you cannot worry about what people say. The Bible teaches us, if we go and we look in the Bible, it talks about when Christ was accused six times by most likely self-righteous people, amen, that they wanted proof of who he was, that these are people that he had already fed, that he had already shown who he was, but they wanted more proof. Can I tell you, that's just like the enemy, amen, and that's just like people that make themselves available to be enemies, amen, that they want to really know who you are because they don't understand you're doing good. But you're doing good is a part of that spirit nature that's on the inside of you that says that I've got to continue because God created me for something greater. Amen. Bishop Hinton said on Sunday that I was created for this. What is the this? What is the thing that you were created for? Can I tell you, it's not always good times, it's hard times too, because it's the hard times that really show your character. It's the hard times that really show your strength. It's the hard times that really show your belief. It's the hard things in life. It's when people, shade is the word that they use, when they want to shade you and they want to talk about you, come against you or judge you. It is at those times when the finest of you should be seen, that they will see the unstoppable nature that is inside of you, and that your very walk in life will say to them that they cannot move you off course. Why? Because I'm keep moving. There's another celebration that I got to get to. That I've got to get to another place where I will rejoice in the Lord. Amen. The word teaches us to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And again, I say rejoice. Then it must be a continuous thing, just like the movement that is going on the inside of you. Listen, let me read Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. And I'm going to read this from the Today's Living Bible. And it says this: blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and has made the Lord his hope and confidence. Has made the Lord his hope and confidence. He is like a tree planted along a riverbank with its roots reaching down in the water. A tree not bothered by the heat nor worried by long months of drought. Its leaves stay green and it goes right on producing all of its lavish fruit. Glory to God. That's from Today's Living Bible. What does that scripture say? That no matter what, you can't change me, you can't destroy me, you will not affect me. I was called, I was created for this. I was created to produce. I was created to nourish. I was created to be an example. That even when I'm in the dry seasons of my life, I'm going to keep moving because there's a celebration that I got to get to. There is something different. Amen. There's a new level of manifestation. So with Glory United Ministries, that there are new doors for us to walk through, new adventures for us to have, new experiences and new encounters for us to have. And so we celebrate because in the evil times, we made it out. In the times of a drought and lack and struggle, we made it out. How do you know you made it out? Because you're testifying of it. And you may not have all that you want, and your heart's desire may not have been met, but you're living to tell the testimony that when you hit a weak moment, when you were at that place in your life, when you thought you were not going to make it, and your heart was broken and you were hurting, amen, that there's something in you now that can testify and say, I've got to keep moving because there's another celebration that I got to get to. I'm celebrating the fact that what could have killed me lost its power. That when the enemy thought to destroy me, amen, I realized he was shooting blanks. That there's no weapon that has been formed against me that can stop me. Glory to God. And so I've got to keep moving because there's another celebration that I need to get to. Amen. You've got to continue to go forth. You got to continue to move on. And you got to have it in your mind that, God, I want to get to the place of celebration. Listen, count the small victories and rejoice in them. Celebrate God for all that he keeps you through, especially if you're in ministry. And not only in ministry, but those of you that may own your own business, amen, you've got to get to the place where you celebrate that when other ministries and the businesses would have crumbled, you're still hanging in there. You're still holding on, amen, and you're going to continue to work that business because you got another celebration to get through. The celebration is the thing that's going to tell somebody that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than you can ask or think. So if you ask him to allow you to make it to this point, then you've got to rejoice because you made it to this point, and you now have to prepare yourself to go to the next level and to the next point and to the next place. You've got to keep moving, and when you keep moving, it begins to show people that your trust is in God, that your hope is in God, that your confidence is in God. And I may have been run over by an enemy, but I got up because I was not destroyed, because I gotta keep moving. I don't know who you're with in your home or where you're at, or if you're there by yourself, but you ought to just throw your hands in the air and say, no matter what, I gotta keep moving, that I gotta keep going, because there's a celebration that I want to get to, that I, the things that could have taken me out, or the things that I'm dealing with right now, the hurt, the loss, the embarrassment, the lack, the need, the worry, the disgust, the frustration, the abuse, whatever it is that I've had to deal with in the sixth season of my life, that I'm celebrating now because I'm at the end of it and I'm on my way to the completion of it. Glory to God. What does that mean? That means that things are going to lessen. Why are they going to lessen? Because you're not looking at them anymore. A lot of times the things begin to hurt us and frustrate us because we give it so much attention. But can I tell you, you've got to give celebration your attention. You've got to give that thing, amen, that's been blocking your view, and you got to change it and see celebration in the midst of a storm. Glory to God that God is bringing you out. Listen, we're rejoicing. We're rejoicing with the church on tonight because of what God has brought them through and what he is taking them to. Glory to God. The work has been hard. Come on, somebody testify to that about yourself. God, I work hard to get to certain points and certain places in my life, and I don't see an end. Maybe it's time for you to throw a celebration. You want it? Amen. Throw the celebration. Just say, God, it's over now. Amen. The storm is passing. Amen. The dark cloud is moving, and it is over now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I give God the praise tonight because I'm glad to be here. Amen. And then the man of God said to us on last night, he said to us, he said that we're in, let me see, I wrote it down, and so I don't know if I have my paper with me, but I want to get it right. Amen. That it's my time of harvest. Can I tell you, you will never get to your time of harvest until you have tilled the soil. That means you had to work in some some dirty places, experienced some dirty, dusty things, that led some things that were hard and that hindered you from turning the soil over so that the soil of your life can begin to produce something. But if you're in the season of your harvest, glory to God, hallelujah, that means that you did something so that the hard, stony places wouldn't keep you concealed and locked in position, that you did what was necessary to plow your way through so that you can get to your harvest. And if you did that, then you've got a reason to celebrate, because what is the harvest? The harvest is the manifestation of the promises of God. Can I tell you right now, somebody on this call, you'll get the promise before the end of the year. Yes, Lord Jesus, you'll get your promise before the end of the year, that if God said it and want to do it, that if he said it, it will manifest itself. Glory to God. Just as in what you have come out of manifests itself. Amen. The word teaches us that there is nothing greater or no one greater than our God. So if these things that hit us hard manifest, then God has to come, amen, and he has to hit those things harder so that they will get out of our life. For some of you, this is your turnaround season. What am I turning around in the same place? No, God is repositioning you to turn your back on some stuff. Glory to God. And this enemy that you've seen, you won't see it no more. Why? Because the enemy was not invited to the celebration. That this is my time of rejoicing. Glory to his wonderful name. Somebody on the call, glory to God. You had to reach down. I just felt that. You had to reach down and touch that ankle right there and say that this is the end of this pain in my ankle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That I'm at the place where I will celebrate my healing, my health, my turnaround, my financial relief, that everything that's been held up, glory to God, because God is about to complete it. So if you're on your way to completion, amen, which is that number 7 that comes after this 6 year for Glory United, but if you're on your way to 7, that means some things have to be completed. Some promises have to be fulfilled in the 7th year. Now, they may not be totally manifest until the 8th year, but they will be fulfilled, and God will give you signs of this. He will show you the relief, the change. He'll give you the direction. Glory to God. He'll provide you with the information, the right people to connect with. God will set you up in a place so that you can see the end of every hindrance in your life. So you ought to be having a dance party right now to say, God, I have suffered a little while. Glory to God. And it's just a little while. It's not long term unless I choose to keep it alive. Amen. And we're in the place where we want to kill everything that's not invited to the celebration. Glory to God. If you've ever had a party, given up party, amen, been at an event, sometimes there's some people that you just don't want there. Glory to God. Because their spirit is low. They want to gossip and talk about everybody. They want to nitpick and complain. And so when you really want to celebrate, you want to find people that have a mind to celebrate with you. That means that they may not be at the place that you are, but they're going to celebrate you. Because if God did it for them, they're pre-celebration. Says that he'll do it for me. Glory to God. And so you got to make yourself ready. The Bible says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and has made the Lord his hope. My hope is built on nothing less. Glory to God. Blessed is the man who has made the Lord his confidence. I will be like a tree planted by the riverbank. Can I tell you, Glory 90, that ought to be your testimony, that no matter who comes against you and the ministry, no matter what evil things, thoughts, spirits will begin to rise up, no matter what interference will show up, you ought to begin to speak prophetically, amen, that I cannot be moved, that I've planted along the riverbank, amen, and the roots are reaching deep into the water. Why deep into the water? Because the roots are reaching into the place of restoration and refreshment and nourishment, that when things get hard and will not be moved because of what God has said to me and what he told me and how he promised me various things in my life. Can I tell you, pastors? Can I tell you, overseers, bishops, preachers, amen, leaders, people, ushers, whatever the case, wherever you are, if you just have a made up mind that I'm going to move, amen, that I'll motivate myself, glory to God, that I'm on assignment for the Lord, that victory is mine as well as everlasting joy. M-O-V-E, I'm going to move because there's another celebration that I got to get to, that I appreciate this one because I'm celebrating that I made it, hallelujah, that I made it through the storm, that I made it through sickness, that I made it. Some of us on this call, you don't have time for yourself, but can I tell you, you ought to begin to celebrate because the end is near and God is going to bless you, amen, hallelujah, and he will restore unto you because you kept on moving and you keep on believing. Hallelujah. We hear it said all the time, every church you go to, that if God be for us, then who can be against us? Can I tell you, my reality is I'm not worried about who can be against me. All I want to know that if God be for me, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, you got to keep moving. I'm finishing. You got to keep moving. Amen. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep pressing your way on. You got to make it known to people by your actions that you will flourish in life if you believe God and believe that he has the best for you, that we will gather and celebrate with you. Hallelujah. Cultivate your trust in the Lord and remind yourself, hallelujah, that there will be people sometimes that you will serve and work for, and yet they still want you to prove you are the gift of God. Hallelujah. That Jesus just went on being Jesus. And that's what I'm telling you. You just keep on keeping on being the righteous person that you are, being the one that God called and who he laid his hands on. You don't let anybody tear you down or pull you off course, because when you take a detour that's not assigned by God, when you allow people to pull you off course, you delay the celebration, because now you got to get back in line again. And most of the time, when you get back in line, not most of the time, all of the time, when you get back in line, you don't get back at the head of the line. Glory to God. You don't go to the number one spot. If you're fortunate, sometimes you get back to where you fell off. But sometimes you got to go to the end and start it all over again. I don't know about you, but I've had some start overs in my life and some do overs in my life. And so I'm going to the place that I don't want to do that anymore. God, let me live and experience what I should experience so that I can get to the celebration. Because remember, the celebration only comes at the end of a thing. The celebration of a birthday comes at the end of a thing. The celebration of a wedding anniversary comes at the end of a thing. The celebration of a church anniversary comes at the end of a thing. You have to live the encounter and experience the things that come along with every encounter. But once you get to the 12-month mark, then you're at the point where you can rejoice and say, thank God I made it. Glory to God. Glory United Ministry is saying this week that they thank God that they have made it. But can I tell you, we can't stop there. Amen. Because remember I said, now that you're celebrating that you made it, the very day after, the very minute after, the very moment after that you arrive to the place where the celebration began, amen, a new a journey, a new assignment, a new adventure begins, because you've got another celebration to get to. Glory to God. So I just want everybody, just begin to thank God for who you are. Begin to trust in him. Make him your hope. Make him your belief. Cultivate all the trust you live, amen, that you need to live. Don't worry about who wants you to prove who you are. You just be the Little West, amen, the false accusations that will come up against you, amen, let them be just that and give them no attention. A mature person, listen, a mature person doesn't waste time chasing their lives that other folks look at on them. Amen. There's a mother in Tulsa, she used to say, let a lie be a lie. Amen. Just let it stand on its own. And I learned that a long time ago. Mother Bessie Adams used to say that. Amen. Let a lie be a lie. Glory to God. And so when these things come up, they should not rob you of your focus on the promises of God and that you're following his path. You got to keep going. That when the earthquakes come, they begin to shake you, amen, and it appears to cause danger all around you, you got to know that God is for you. So you got to keep moving on because there is another celebration that you need to get to. Glory to God. When they said that you're not possessed, you're not anointed, you're not called by God, let people talk and think what they want, amen, because if God called you, then that's ought to be enough for you. Amen. And when you follow his plan and when you continue to move on, amen, God will put you amongst people that will validate the gift of God in you. Now, somebody will validate you as long as you respond to the voice of the Lord and what it is that he said, that he'll put people in your life that will push you and encourage you and validate you. And you don't have to worry about the naysayers. Because the naysayers couldn't handle the gift that you had anyway. Glory to his wonderful name. Let me close. So Pastor Patricia Benjamin, Dr. Gregory Scott, and Glory United Ministry, I said keep on keeping on. That this is a good start. But keep running. Amen. There used to be a song that says, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. Glory to God. And I want you to keep on running. Amen. Because it's for the life of you and the work that God has called Glory United Ministry to be a part of and what you must do in the kingdom. Keep running for your life. Hallelujah. And if anybody asks you, what's the matter with you? The old folks used to say, tell them I'm saved. I'm sanctified. And I'm running for my life. That's all the information you need to know. Because the rest of my story is in the hands of God. It does not matter who judges you for who you are. Keep running. Keep running. Stay moving. Why? Because I got another celebration to get to. I'm done.
God.
I'm done.
Glory
to God. I'm done.
Are you sure you're done? Go on, you ain't finished yet. Go on, you take the time. Go ahead. Time is set. Go ahead.
I'm done. The thing with people and in church and in ministry and in families that oftentimes as people, amen, that we have become premature quitters, amen. You quit before God's sake. You quit because your emotions can't handle it. You walk off of jobs and out of schools and out of families and out of relationships because your little frame can't handle the pressure. But can I tell you, God is saying, if you stay in it, I will show you what you can do. I will show you what you can accomplish. I will show you how I will give you victory over the enemy. And every voice that speaks against you, God is saying that I will silence it. That if you continue to move on and let me show you who you are, I'm running for my life. I'm running. Sometimes we give too much information to people, trying to prove who we are to people. Can I tell you, just be. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be sure. How about you? I'm going to just be what God says that I am, and that's the only thing that matters. Glory United, you continue to be what God says. Pastor Benjamin, you keep being Pastor Prophet Patty Cake Benjamin. You continue to be that woman of God with your personality. You continue to do that because everybody can't handle the gift. And when they can't handle you as a gift, that means that gift don't belong in that place, in that realm. But there are voices and people and ears and hearts and minds that are awaiting all of us that's on this call. Listen, can I tell you, some of you on this call, for a change, for you to get things together in your life and to say, God, I believe you with everything that's on the inside of me. And while it may seem hard, I was created for this. I was created to handle this. Why? Because the breath of my Father was blown on the inside of me. I was created for this. And this is my season for harvest. This is not just my season to be blessed. I'm blessed when I put my feet on the floor. But this is my season where the things that God promised me will begin to manifest if I understand that my momentum is going to lead me to another celebration. Get ready to praise him. I'm done for real.
Thank you. Oh, bless his name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Whew. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure? You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Raise your hand if you're sure. Mm-hmm. Raise your hand if you're
Thank
sure.
You, yes,
Lord you're
Jesus.
Confident that you're finished.
I'm coming.
I hear more word. I hear more word in your belly. I hear more words. You better take a drink of water and come out. I hear more word. I hear more word.
Listen, you just follow. I preached a message probably 20 years ago, and it said, raise your hand if you're sure. Glory to God. And I preached that message years ago, and then the message, and it was beginning to challenge people in the way that they think. You know, are you sure you believe God? Well, raise your hand if sure. Amen. And then we start talking about the Bible. When the Bible talks about surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, I say, raise your hands if you're sure that goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. Glory to God. Raise your hand if you're sure, amen, that God has you in the midst of every storm and in the midst of every fire. Amen. Can I tell you, I keep hearing the word transitional, and God is saying that for some of us, this is our transitional period. He said, I'm changing some things. He said, but I had to show you stuff that you've been looking at all your life almost, and you haven't really seen. And he said that you've been in something for years, amen, and you're not really seen it. And so the Lord said, you're in your transitional period, because I'm going to scrape the blinders off of your eyes. Amen. Just scrape them. Some folks need the blinders scraped off of them because you're seeing, you don't see, because you become comfortable with certain things. And so the Lord is saying that I'm going to scrape the blinders off of your eyes so you can see clearly the things and the people that I want to show you, because it is imperative that you look at the realities of your life and begin to move on. If you trust in the Lord, amen. The old folk used to say, I will trust in the Lord until I die, that I will trust in the Lord. Come on, you've got to get that kind of trust deep rooted down in your spirit and understand that in your moving, amen, you got to believe that in your moving, amen, that God has got you. And when you know God has got you, amen, it's just like the woman of God said, just raise your hand if you're sure. God, I'm sure that this fight ain't mine. God, I'm sure that you will keep me throughout the race, amen, and you will respond according to my life. I will raise my hand in praise and adoration to you, because you alone, God, are going to be able to get me to the next celebration. And my reality is, I got another celebration to get to. I got another one. I'm done for real. Don't call me no more. Glory to God.
God has spoken, so let the church say, amen. I tell you, Dr. Scott, speak for me, please.
And Dr. Scott is operating the switchboard. So I leave you on your own devices there, Pastor Bitterman.
Oh, bless the Lord. Is there anyone, listen to me carefully, is there anyone on this call tonight that need to testify, that have been on this call all week, that God has done something for you. I know that there's someone on this call that's been struggling with that ankle problem, and you need to press that one and testify. You might not be able to be a great talker, but all you have to do is they taught us, Apostle, they taught us when we were children on Sunday night, if my sister is on the line, she's a witness, that we had to get up in the service and say, I thank the Lord for being here.
Yes.
They taught
yes.
us to say that.
Yes.
So they was teaching us to testify, to tell God thank you for all he's done. That way, sure, somebody do something with that baby, thank you. And
yes.
I tell you, if my sister is on the line, Dr. Scott, open up her line. I believe she would be calling out of 7047. I would just like for her to go back to the Sunday night service when we were children. My sister's not a talker like I am, but she gets things done on the quiet side. She's very shy. But I'd like for my sister, she's been with me for the 6 years, and that says something when you have family to stick with you for 6 years. She is the reason why we had a night service on Wednesday night, because she was off on Wednesday night. She worked on Sunday, but she was home on Wednesday night. So we started having service Sunday, and then we moved to Wednesday night as well, so that she could be involved. And she advocates the people in South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. If my sister gets your cell number, you can just look for that 843 area code. Just know, say, that's Pastor Benjamin's sister. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. I thank God for you. I love you. You just heard my apostle tonight. I know you've been with us since Sunday night. I spoke with our baby brother earlier, and he said, oh, I said, Mike, we're having a time. He said, sister told me. So I want you to testify on the ad so that people will know that we have not been playing out here, and somebody has been blessed.
Yes, I have. And I do have an ankle problem.
I know you do. And the prophet, the woman of God, told you to do what about that ankle?
I have a memory problem also.
Oh, bless his name. Lord, I got to bring the apostle back to the mind now. Well, anybody on the line remember what she said about the ankle? Because I don't want to be the one to say so. I want to see if someone else was listening. Dr. Scott, if anyone heard what the apostle said, push the one and testify of what she said to my sister Jackie, because I don't want the devil to steal that. Anyone pushing the one, Dr. Scott? Tonight is the first time we've opened up the line, so come on, because God wouldn't let me do it the first two nights. No one's pushing the one. I guess they weren't listening, Pastor. Dr. Scott, do we have a one?
Call on 1067. Call on 1067. Press the one, but that was when you asked for testimony, and you've moved to asking about the what the woman of God said. So why don't we just let caller at 1067, please share with us whatever it is you want to bring tonight.
No, I need to complete this one with the ankle, because healing is in the atmosphere. And Pastor spoke healing.
Let's let the caller, let's see what caller 1067 has to say. She did press 1.
Yeah, but I don't want the testimony now. I need someone that heard what the pastor said. My sister doesn't remember what she said. And I need the person that heard what pastor said about the ankle to tell my sister what was said.
Well, we don't have any volunteers. So I guess you'll have to be the one to share the
Pastor's
woman of God
on the line. I'm going to let Pastor minister to my sister directly.
Well, I need to open up her mic.
Okay,
so
thank you.
I can find it. Okay.
Because this is important. Pastor?
Yes.
Hang on a second.
Will you minister
there
to my sister Jackie, please?
Hey, amen. You talk about she got a memory problem. I was trying to remember too. Amen. We thank God that it's recorded. Amen. We thank God that it is recorded. Amen. We can always go back to the archive. But I do remember saying, reach down and begin to touch that thing and proclaim newness. I remember that. I don't know if I said anything else. Amen. But I just speak to you, Sister Jackie. I thank God for your faithfulness and your faithfulness to follow. Amen. And where God leads us, that's that song that comes to mind, I will follow. And I think that God has led you to a great place, being a support system for your sister in ministry. And so I'm so grateful to that. And I just want to encourage you to speak out of the abundance of your heart. That's what I hear the Lord saying. He said, tell her to speak out of the abundance of her heart. He said, what she wants, and then put actions to it. He said, I will release unto her, and I will allow her to do the things that she wants to do when she speaks it from the abundance of her heart. So whatever's in your heart, whatever it is, I don't know what it could be, whatever it is you desire from the Lord, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to see, amen. God is saying, I got a happy place for you. He said, and I'll take you there. But out of the abundance of your heart, begin to speak that word. And we thank God for strengthening, amen, your ankle problems. Amen. Just begin to lay your hand on it. Speak prophetically. And I also want to tell you this. I don't know if it's a health food store or whatever that sells it, but I know you can go online and get it through Amazon, and it's called ginger oil. And it's pure ginger oil. Pure ginger oil, and you can use that, and I want you to begin to just rub that ankle down with it. I know people that use it all over their body, but I know that it works very well on knees and on ankles, and it's called ginger oil. It's pure ginger oil. Most of it comes in yellow boxes, but they probably have it in other boxes on Amazon. Just look for, the price that you're willing to pay for it. Because it's a wide variety of prices. But I said, be healed, be strong, and be happy, my sister. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Sissy, hold on to the word. God bless you. Dr. Scott, that one testimony, that if you can get that number back, I will allow that to go forward.
Hello, caller 707047. I've opened your line.
That's my line, Dr. Scott.
Okay, well, let's see. Maybe it was 1067.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Hello, caller 1067. You
praise
have a
God,
testimony
Dr.
for
Scott.
Me?
Praise yes. God, Dr. Scott. How are you? Praise God, Pastor Benjamin and Apostle Wade. That's my apostle, Apostle Wade. And I want to say that when she said reach down and put your hand on your ankle, I did. I have an ankle issue also. And I'm telling you, before I even called, it was hurting. I was like, oh, God. But I put my hands on it, and I'm telling you, it feels so good. I can't even feel the pain. But I want y'all to know that I'm raising my hand because I'm sure. I'm sure of the word that Apostle gave today. I'm sure of the word that's been given since Sunday. It's a blessing. I mean, a total blessing. I thank God for y'all radio ministry for 6 years in the ministry on the radio. It's a blessing. And y'all pray, and I'm praying for you. Y'all pray my strength in God. Thank you.
Amen. God
Thank
bless
you. For sharing that.
Yes, bless you, Pastor Larnese. My God, she just was ordained by our Apostle Cheryl Wade in September. She's a pastor now, and God bless you. Sissy, I know you heard her testimony. This is the woman who took care of our mother while I was in Delaware. She came and got mother and took her home. She said, Pastor Benjamin, you need some rest. And I'm coming to get mom, and I'm going to take her and keep her for a day. And she kept her 2 days, and then she brought her back home. So this is your sister in Christ. Oh, I just am so excited about what the Lord has done. Apostle Wade, you know, I love you. It's deep down in my heart. And I love all of you all that have been on the call this week supporting Glory United Ministry. Dr. Scott, on last evening, we were so excited over the word, we forgot to tell the people how they can go into the archives and pull these services up at any time, 24/7. So if you can't get what you need on television, say, what was that that Apostle Wade preached? What was that that Bishop Hinton was talking about? You can go on your phone or your computer, and he will give you the information on how you can find these services or any of them that I have preached from years back. They are in the archive. Dr. Scott?
Okay, here's how it goes. Right now you're listening to us on blogtalkradio.com. And what you did is you listened simply by dialing in and hearing a live program. But the point that Pastor Behrman is pointing out is that if you aren't able to hear it live or if you want to hear it again and you have access to a computer, you can get online, then all you have to do is type in blogtalkradio.com, all one word, / WGUM. And I checked it out this evening, and that pulls up the next speaker, the next program, and then it shows you all the programs. You can access any program that we've done over the past 6 years. It's been quite a few. So once again, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com /WGUM. That's all you have to do, and the whole page will come up, and there'll be a wonderful picture of Pastor Benjamin right there praying with a person at one of the Dover churches. Pastor Benjamin? Hello? Have we lost Pastor Benjamin? Let me see.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello? Yes, I'm here. I make a habit out of muting my phone so that I'm not saying, I'm coming in so strong. So just give me a minute to unmute my line, and you can hear me. So if there isn't any more, as they would say at church, if all hearts and minds are clear, we are going to close out this service for this evening, thanking our chief apostle, Cheryl Wade. I tell you, Dr. Scott, didn't you say she's a short woman in stature? You know, she's not as tall as I am, so we can call her short. I can't call her half pint, but I can call her maybe a little bit more than a half, 3/4 pint. She's still not as tall as me with high heels on. But anyhow, I wear the high heels, and my sister Jackie will say, you don't need high heels. You're tall enough. I said, well, if you think I'm going to let somebody 5'7" stand up to this 6 foot, then I'm going to put on my high heels and still be taller than them. And so she said, girl, you crazy. But anyhow, she proved what he said about the introduction of her tonight, that she might be a little short, but honey, she is an ecclesiastical giant when it comes to the word of God. And I just bless her. And if you're not busy, on Tuesday evenings at 7:30, that's the time that she is on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday evenings at 7:30 Eastern time. Now, you figure out what time it is where you live. But here on the East Coast, she's on at 7:30 on Tuesday night or evening. Bringing the teachings is phenomenal. She don't preach all the time. She preached tonight for us. But she teaches, and that's what we need, because teaching is your foundation. And if you understand the Bible, if you've been taught, then when someone does preach, you can understand where they're coming from and where they're going, what they're saying. But you got to get that foundation. I come out of a church that my pastor was a great teacher, and he deposited so much into me as a three-year-old. He knew that I was chosen, and he would have me sit next to him so that I could pull off of him, didn't know what I was doing. But I understand it now, and when prophets say, girl, you got so much word in you, yes, I do, because it came from my pastor who was a word. He didn't run around the church and all of that. He taught us the word of God, and that's why I love good teaching, and I care for preaching and singing as well. Now, Dr. Scott, do we have a closeout song for tonight?
We have now 20 people, so which ones do you want?
For my sister Jackie, I want to dedicate this song to my sister Jackie. I need just a little more Jesus. She likes that song. Or either the Warlaw Brothers, I'm calling your name, whichever one you get to first. Pastor, would you like to have something else to say? Or...
No, ma'am. God bless you and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Love you. Love you to all of Pastor Farmer.
Love you.
Thank you, Pastor Lonnie, for that testimony.
Amen.
And pray for our country.
Yes.
And go vote. I've already voted.
And Pastor Lonnie, it sounds like you were equipped to respond to whatever need we had. You came
Amen.
With a testimony, and you had content about what happened, what was said about healing that ankle. So you
mm-hmm.
had a two-barrel share. I want to thank you, and we're going to be looking for, Pastor Benjamin, if you would take a moment to say a word about tomorrow night's program.
On tomorrow night, which is Halloween, we will be lifting up the name of Jesus. My speaker, because I announced all of this on Sunday, but just in case somebody's on that wasn't on, my speaker for tomorrow night is Apostle Gertie S. Smalls from Johns Island, South Carolina. She was with us on the 24th of September. She brought the word. I had a blank space. I was not going to have service on Halloween. But the Lord spoke while she was preaching and said that she is to bring this message on Halloween. She will be with us on tomorrow night, ready to do, oh, my God, the testimony that she gave us is awesome. You don't want to miss her testimony. We are going to run her tape to a certain degree, and then we're going to cut the tape and open her mic so that she can go live. You do not want to miss the awesome two testimonies that she gave us on that night. Also, Apostle Wade, I have not been able to reach Bishop Davis all day. His phone is going to voicemail, and I've called him three times from this morning, this afternoon, and just before we got on the air, and it's going to voicemail. I called his daughter in Tennessee to see if she knows what's going on, and I haven't heard from her. Bishop and I have been friends since the 90s, and he will tell you he prophesied to everyone in the church that whole week, never spoke a word to me. And he said, God, what is it with this woman? She's been here every night. She's singing and she's reading the Bible. Why don't I have a word for her? And he said, God spoke to him and said, she will be your friend. She will pray for you when you're traveling. She'll cover you. She will be your friend. And we have been friends down through the years. So it's bothering me a little bit that I'm not able to reach my friend because he told me, Pat, I'm just not feeling well. And he had a very serious surgery last year. in November. He was ill, and so was my friend, Pastor Marva Henry. And I said, Lord, don't take my friends. And Pastor Marva went on, and Bishop is still with me. So please, you all, saints of God, just say, Lord Bishop, just if God know who you're talking about, but please pray for my friend, Bishop James A. Davis in West Palm Beach, Florida. I've been down with Bishop, and I've run revivals with Bishop when he traveled to different places. I went to support and to sing and to help him at the altar when he was praying for people. So please pray for my friend, Bishop James A. Davis. Thank you, Dr. Scott. I'm done.
You've been listening to WGUM, featuring tonight, of course, Pastor Patricia Benham and our special anointed, divinely appointed speaker of the evening, our beloved Apostle Cheryl Wade. And this song is dedicated to Sister Jackie, who we all dearly love.